Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I listened to my mother's lecture with a frown on my face. She was reminding me that I was supposed to eat healthy all the time. She continually tells me that junk food is bad for me and has really bad consequences. I was the only child, and we were a happy family of three before my dad died. Ever since my dad died, she has been so particular about what we eat. My dad was working at a business firm that demanded a lot from him. He always used to complain about how stressful his job was. He started to eat a lot of junk food and drank alcohol because he claimed that it was a stress reliever. My dad died a few months ago, and the autopsy said the things he was consuming destroyed his liver and there was no way he could recover from it. My mom went into shock and had to go for therapy. Those few weeks were very tough for me. I had to grieve my dad and also watch my mom spiral down a rabbit hole of despair. She was 37 years old and she hardly took care of herself.
"Anna, are you listening to me?"
my mom asked. I jerked out of my reverie and looked at her.
"You're just 16. You can't afford to make the mistakes your father made."
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I nodded. What else could I do? After her lecture, my mom threw out all the junk food and warned me not to order any takeout. Everything in our fridge was either veggies, fruits, or grains. She consulted a nutritionist that gave her a diet plan and the kind of food we can eat. I was taking it slowly. The reality had not yet dawned on me. The next day, I was craving pizza and ordered it immediately. It got delivered and I went to pay for it. I was eating the last slice in the living room when my mom came home. I froze mid-bite and watched as my mom's face got red with anger. She took a deep breath and dropped her bag on the floor. I shot up from the couch and started to tell her that I was sorry and that it would never happen again. With tears in her eyes, she told me she didn't want to lose me too. Throughout the coming weeks, she monitored me a lot. She would spy on me even when I went out on dates with my boyfriend. My mom made life hell for me. I felt so suffocated and unhappy. My boyfriend, Mark, was getting tired of all her antics.
"I can't keep seeing you if your mom is always going to be on the lookout for whether you eat healthy or not."
I sighed in frustration. Mark had been patient enough. The last time we went to the movies, Mark bought popcorn. Even though I tried to resist the urge to eat it, I found my fingers going inside the bowl. The next thing was that I received a smack on my head. Mark and I looked back only to see my mom in the seat behind us. I told Mark that I understood and we decided not to go out anymore. I was in chains. I struggled with all my might, but I couldn't get free. A huge donut rolled up to me and my stomach rumbled. I was very hungry. The donut rolled away from me, followed by different junk food, pizza, cake, and pies. I groaned, yanking my chains. Then a huge broccoli hopped to me, rubbing itself on me. I screamed as other veggies joined in and tried to smother me. In front of me was a mirror. My reflection started to eat the veggies, ravenous. I watched in horror as my reflection shrunk in size and my hair started to fall out. My scream woke me up. I made a decision then. I was going to eat what I wanted to eat. I won't end up like I did in my nightmares.
In school, I bought some donuts and ate them in the bathroom. When I felt guilty that I disobeyed my mother, I told myself that I would just eat a little that wouldn't even matter. It looked like I had found the perfect solution to my predicament. I thought that the junk food would make me increase in size and weight, so I started to cut back on what I ate. I would eat just once a day and sometimes not eat throughout the whole day. I continued to eat all the junk food I wasn't allowed to and would throw them up almost immediately. My mom noticed that I was getting really thin and she complained to her nutritionist. When she talked to me, I told her I was eating everything my mom provided and nothing more. I told myself that I was really not eating those junk foods if I ate them in little quantities. The next day after school, I went to my room and started to eat the pie I bought. My mom would be home soon, so I rushed to finish the pie. When I was done, I walked to my bathroom and leaned over the toilet bowl. Sounds of retching filled my room. I shoved my fingers deep inside my throat and vomited the pie.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I rinsed my mouth and my face. When I turned back to go to my room, I saw my mom standing in the doorway with tears streaming down her face. I froze and wanted to tell her that I could explain, but as I opened my mouth to talk, the words escaped me. I fell down to the floor and cried, covering my face with my hands. "I'm sorry," I sobbed. "It's so hard, Mom. I can't do it." My mom was crying and she came to hug me on the floor. "Oh, Anna, I'm really sorry. I didn't know this would happen. I just didn't want to lose you too." After we cried for a while, my mom ordered pizza and told me I could eat it without any fear or guilt. We ate it together and I had to control the urge to run to my bathroom to throw it up. My mom started to buy the junk food she denied us of and took us off the diet. She stopped monitoring me and let me eat out. Sometimes I still had nightmares and would wake up screaming. Once in a while, I couldn't resist the urge to force myself to throw up. When I told my mom, she took me to a psychologist for therapy and I was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa. I had to go for therapy sessions once every 2 weeks. My mom had to go for therapy too. She blames herself for what happened to me and fell into depression. Little by little, my mom realized that she couldn't have controlled what happened to my dad and that she should forgive herself for almost ruining my life. I supported her growth and was happy when she started seeing someone else. The damage was already done to me, and I could only hope that I got better.
Too scared to subscribe?
This is going to be your stepmom, Julia. Sasha, meet Julia, my daughter. My dad said. I looked at him surprised, then I looked at Sasha. She looked young under all the makeup, but I knew she was around 30 years old. My dad told me that he has been seeing someone for a while now, but I never knew it was serious. At 20, I knew I didn't need a mother like other kids would since I was all grown up. My dad looked happy though, smiling at Sasha like I wasn't in front of them. I extended my hand for a handshake, but Sasha pulled me in for a hug. Her perfume clouded my nostrils.
"We're going to be best buddies, Julia," she said, her voice sounding so high-pitched.
I winced and smiled back. I told my dad I was happy for him and welcomed Julia to the family. She moved in with us barely 2 weeks later. They had a court wedding the week before and went on a honeymoon in Rio. My dad stayed at home for one more week, saying that he was his own boss and deserved time with his new wife. I thought Sasha liked my dad, though. I didn't think she liked me. She would laugh at my dad's boring jokes and find a reason to constantly touch him. If I was with them, her smile would seem a little forced, and it appeared like she was trying to show my dad she wanted to be on good terms with me.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
My dad trusted her a lot and was head over heels in love with her. My dad went back to work, his own company, and it made me apprehensive that it would be just me and Sasha at home. I stayed in my room, refusing to come out and force a conversation. I wasn't prepared for it. There was a knock on my door. I opened the door for her and asked her if she needed anything. Her arms were crossed and she was looking at me with distaste in her expression.
"How old are you, Julia?"
she asked. I was frowning when I told her that I was 20 years old, wondering where the conversation was going.
"Don't you think you should have moved out of your father's house by now?"
I stared at her for a few seconds as I replayed what she said in my head. Was she chasing me out of my own father's house? Before I could reply, she told me that she understood that I wanted to stay with my dad so I could take care of him and reduce his loneliness. She said that she was with him now and there was no need for me to remain with him.
"He has me as his wife now. You're no longer needed," she emphasized.
Her words were hurtful, but I refused to let her see it. I smiled and told her I'd heard her. I knew I couldn't tell my dad. He would either not believe me or, worse, take her side. It was something I had to deal with on my own. We had 2 cars, mine and dad's. Sasha complained to my dad that she needed my car so she could move in the city without stress. My dad asked me to give her the keys, promising to get me another car soon. Sasha looked at me with a smug smile, and I felt crushed within. I started to take the bus to college, and it was a downgrade from how I used to go to school. I told myself that I could cope with it and put on my brave face.
"I've made Sasha a shareholder in the company," my dad said over dinner.
I swallowed the mouthful of spaghetti and asked,
"What?"
I refused to look at Sasha because I knew she would have a triumphant look on her face.
"Yes, my darling."
My dad reached over and squeezed Sasha's hand.
"She now owns 15%.
15% was a lot in my dad's company, just a little lower than my 20%. I looked at my dad's happy face and forced out a smile. I went downstairs to the laundry room to wash my clothes that I dropped there the night before. I eyed a basket of pale yellow clothes, thinking it looked like it contained my clothes. Upon going through it, I realized they were my clothes. Someone had washed my clothes without separating the colors. A yellow sweater had been washed with the whites, and I knew it was deliberate. I marched upstairs to confront Sasha. She had an evil smile on her face as she told me that it was unintentional. I had to try to keep my anger in check. She was obviously lying, but I couldn't do anything about it. The next day, I found out that all my favorite cereals had been thrown out. Sasha claimed that they were all expired. We both knew they weren't, but my dad believed her completely. What broke my resolve not to get frustrated was when I discovered that I got blocked from my dad's data plan. I had an assignment to submit and I needed an internet connection desperately. I had to haul a cab back to school so I could use Wi-Fi. I got home around 8 in the evening, drained. I planned to just crash on my bed and go to sleep. When I got to my room, I had to rub my eyes because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. All my clothes were strewn on the floor, my bed, and some were hanging crookedly off the hangers. Even my underwear wasn't spared. My shoes were off the rack and were lying around.
"That bitch!" I cursed.
The following day, I searched for an apartment and told my dad I was moving out. He was sad, but I told him I was more than ready to stay on my own.
The smile Sasha gave me as I left tempted me to punch it off her face, but I restrained myself. I pitied my dad because I was sure Sasha wasn't with him because she loved him. I couldn't do anything but watch from a distance because my dad was too emotionally dependent on her. I would visit my dad once in a while and preferred it when we went out just the two of us. A few months went by. We were supposed to go to Fort, a classy restaurant downtown, and I looked forward to it. When I got inside, I saw my dad sitting at one of the back tables, his head in his hands.
"Dad, what's wrong?"
I asked as I sat down.
"That bitch, Sasha. She left me. She took your car, documents of one of the properties I transferred to her name. She sold off her shares at my company and ran off with the money."
My dad closed his eyes, swallowing hard. I wasn't surprised, but I felt angry. Angry at Sasha, angry at my dad for being too stupid in love to see Sasha for who she was.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I was also angry at myself because I thought there was nothing I could have done to prevent this from happening. As I consoled my dad, I swore to myself that I would find Sasha. I would make her pay.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.